book with the answers that we've shown him that tells us this question: why do we find in certain studios that Gemara brings in the world of Pagin and Dibura, and in the studio that we handed over? There, the Gemara simply ignores the issue, the concept of Hagin and Dibura. So we saw that mainstream Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ra'ah, the Ritva, they worked off of the Gemara that we have from Vasra and Dafkut Lamedal Ramedes. The Gemara itself asked this question: why in the world of Baal Omer Girashti as Ishti Lefnei Shloshim Yom, why don't we say that from now on the husband is believed? And from the last 30 days, how's it won't be believed? Let's say Pagin and Dibura in terms of time. And the Gemara answers, where do we say Pagin and Dibura betray Gufe? But in the Chad Gufa, we don't say Pagin and Dibura. So here, Tosos understood the concept of Gufa in terms of personalities. When we're dealing with one person, with two people, we say Pagin and Dibura. We'll believe the Eidos regarding Kloni, we won't believe the Eidos regarding Amoni. That's Pagin and Dibura. We're dealing with one person, there we don't say Pagin and Dibura. We don't say that this woman is divorced for the future, but she's not divorced for the past. So also, when we're dealing with the world of Rovea and Anirva, when we're dealing with the world of Amalva and Alova, so in those situations we say Pagin and Dibura. We believe the aid in terms of the Rovea, not in terms of the Nirva. We believe the Eid in terms of the Malva, not in terms of the Lova. But we're dealing with the same Eidim who say Anusim Hayinu, but they say Machmas Mamonos, and they're making themselves Rishon. We can't cut the Eidus and say the belief that they were forced and not believe them on the second part. When we're dealing with two people, we can make the break. One person, we can't make the break. That is what Tosa says. The issue that we had was, it's a chiluk, but what's the svara behind the chiluk? Either Bezdin has the right to take a citizen cut, or it doesn't have the right to take a citizen cut. So we find a bit of a more elegant answer in the Ra'ah, in Suvas, in the Shin Mukubetzes, at length, and in the Ritva, in Baba Basra, very, very briefly, that takes the words Chad Gufa and Tre Gufe not in terms of people, but in terms of stories. How many stories do we have over here? When we have two stories, so we can cut. When we have one story, we can't cut. So Amalva and Alova, those are two stories. When we're dealing with the world of Rovea and Anirva, those are two stories. When we're dealing with one story, there was a get. The question is when. We're dealing with Kiyum Eidus, in other words, with the Eidim that are testifying upon themselves as to why they signed the shtar. We're dealing with one story. You can't make a cut in the middle of one story. And we took a bit of an excursion to the world of Makos and pointed out that we have those situations that everyone will agree are two stories. And we have those situations that everyone will agree are one story. And then we have those cases where we have Machokas. Is this one story or two stories? Sometimes the Machokas can be a Machokas between like an Arisugi between the Amoraim, between Rav and Rav Yosef. Sometimes the Machlokas can be a Machlokas within the Rishonim. Rashi on one hand, the Ramban and the Hamor on the other. Yes?
Why does
he
change our terms from Pagin Dibur to Lufatha, Pagin Dibur to Sikoratha? Why does that help our Svara?
We can understand that when we're dealing, a story is a logical unit. You in other words, you can't make a break in the middle of a story. We're dealing with two stories, so you send two stories in to a publisher. They'll publish one, they won't publish the other. When a story has an entity in and of itself, but people, chora, that's an arbitrary distinction. A story is something that we would understand that you can't change the story. Okay? That's the direction of the Ra'ah and the Ritva. We looked at the Ramban. The Ramban in Ksuvus did not relate at all to the Gemara Basra. This is not an issue of chagufa, tregufa. Over there, it's a question of when we're dealing with the world of Gitin, it's with the world of the Get, it's a question of one person, two people, one story, two stories. But in the Gemara and Ksuvas, the distinction is very, very different. And that is paginan dibura means that the court, the dayanim, have the right to excise. They have the right to delete, but they don't have the right to change. So, in other words, we can delete the nirva, we can delete the lova, we can delete, right? In other words, we have this ability to delete, simply not to hear. Masha'en came, we do not have, that's paginan dibura, delete. But we don't have the possibility of changing. If they said anusim hayinu, machmas mamon, we can't change that to anusim hayinu, machmas nefashos. They said they were rishoyim. We can't say that they claimed that they were made, that they were tzaddikim. They were never made, they were tzaddikim. And since the word anusim hayinu, when you delete, doesn't have any meaning at all, so that's why we don't say over there paginim dibura. In order to say to paginim dibura, we would have to change the phrase of machmas mama to the phrase of machmas nefashos to give the statement meaning, and that's changing what they said. Again, we can cut what they said, we can delete what they said, we can't change what they said. That's the Rambam. Okay, that's as far as we get. But I pointed out that there is another approach, which is a very, very different approach, and that is the approach of the Rimigash. So I photostated for you the Rimigash from the Sheet of Akubetzes, where he was bothered by the question of all the Rishonim, right? The sheet was handed out, everyone had a copy. Because of Harav Rabbi Hosei Falevi, that's the Rimigash, the Kashava, Hogar Sinan Perakeitza Perakini Mamanos Kama, Amar Rav Yosef, Ishploni Revo'o, La'onso, Huva Achir Mitztarfim, Lehorgo, Liritzono, Roshavu. This is our Sugya. Now, on that Sugya where Rav Yosef says that this person would not be believed if he made himself a holy partner, Rav Amar Adam Korav Eitzel Atzmo, En Adam Mesim Atzmo Rosha, and Pagina Dibura, Vakaimel and Karava. V'hasam dekamisin edus shinira mimenu shehu rasha v'hem mino l'gabe harigas haroveya v'lo hem mino l'sol atzmo. Why does Rava in that sugya say, we say pagin and diburu, we believe the nirva in terms of the roveya, but we don't believe him to pass himself. V'kevan shiken achinami, afal pi she'ina ne'amonim l'sol atzmo v'lo asum atzmo rishoyim. Why can't we say again in Dibura, not believe them on themselves that they were rishonim, but believe them to knock off the shtar that they signed, because they claim that they signed the shtar under duress. The story never happened. Tshuva. What's the answer to this question? Why don't we knock off the shtar in our situation? Mishum. And now we're going to a totally different area. The Hachasme Ashtara, the Isle L'Shimon Gabe Ru'uvei Mana. Because they signed a shtar. And now the shtar has an independent existence. The Kaimalan, we have a Xeras HaKosuv in the Torah that Eidem HaChasumim Al HaShtar Na'ase Kimishenetbera Idusan Bebezdin. That even though oral testimony has to undergo a Drisha B'Chakira, the moment the Edom signed a shtar, we view it as though it already went through a drisha v'chakira. V'afal pi she'en ksav yodan yotzim imokom acher name. And on a doraisa plane, even without a kiyum, even without a confirmation of the signatures, we assume the signatures are testifying on themselves. Mikom makom mikol ki mikichas me'a ashtar par nechker reidusim v'bezdin. The din drabanan that we require a kiyum is simply a reconfirmation of effect. Namely, it's like you make a reservation on El Al. So they say, please confirm or reconfirm your flight like 24 hours in advance. If you didn't reconfirm your flight, it's not like they're going to erase it. Right? It's still going to be there. They're just saying that for your good and for our good, we'd appreciate it if you would reconfirm. So the kiyum is just that. It's a booster shot. In other words, it's a reconfirmation. But it's a reconfirmation. It's a gilui milsa ba'alma. It doesn't create the shtar. that which created the shtar were the original signatures. The Hilkach, Ki Amri Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashos. So were they to say Xavier Deinu Hazuza, but a gun was put to our head and that's why we signed it. Then Mugoshavi Nashayo Rishayim, there's no din of Kuri Velayavor that you have to give up your life rather than sign something falsely. So Mahaminalay, in that case we believe them, because we have another principle in the Torah. We have one principle in the Torah called Imachsum Ashtar. We have another principle, Hapesha Asar, Hu Hapeh Shehitin. Namely, these are the signatures on the shtar, and these same people are telling us that this is a lie, and that they're totally sherim. They're telling us that they were forced with a gun to their head. They were anusim. So there, they can undermine the shtar via the principle of Hapesha Asar, Hu Hapeh Shehitin. However, but if they say we accepted bribes, namely no one forced us, no one twisted our arms. We had our Yetzirah forced us. That's the Anusim. Our Yetzirah forced us. The Shavu Nafshayu Rishayim, someone who is forced by his Yetzirah to cause someone else a loss of money. That's what we call a Rasha. You can cause someone a loss of money by stealing from them. You can cause someone a loss of money by breaking their window. You can cause someone a loss of money by signing a false shtar against them. If you did this because of your Yetzahara, you were angry at him, you got a bribe, whatever reason, you're a Rasha. Then, lo mehendek, ein adam meisim atzmo Rasha. They came under lo mehendek, and so over here, since they're saying about themselves a story that made them into a Rasha, we don't say we don't have anything. We have a shtar. The shtar stands on its own. Eidem achzum al ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Nefkara Edusan Bezdim. Right? Mubin Lechasim Yisrael Dayah De Bishtar Chazaka Doha Enoch Simal Shtar Nasa Yisrael Kuz Bezdim Vekeva Nalo Mehem Ninan Lohu Bemaider Kamari Anusim Hayinu Machmas Manon. So their testimony is tossed out of court. Nimsa Hashtar Omer Al Cheskasa Lechosam Av Kirish Lopu. So the default position is the shtar stands on its own. So, well, what do we do about our question? Why don't we say Pagina Dibura? Why don't we say, okay, we will not believe them on themselves, but believe them on the shtar? We have the ability, the court has the ability to divide and conquer, to split the edus, to say, we don't believe you about yourselves, but we're going to believe you about the other side. Right? Back to our original question. Shiny ha. So here we have two answers. The first one is shiny hasam the halek ashtar v'chasimus yadei the machlish v'hu deusa nusa u'mishamachi mehem en achaver. When does Rava say the din that paginan dibura? That's in a vacuum, and with that they're the ones who are creating the facts on the table. We have no idea that there was ever an act of revia, that there was ever an act of sodomy. We're totally unaware of it. These Edom are coming and say, he was the sodomizer and I was the victim. So in such a situation, we can say, we're not going to believe you that you are a willing victim, but we are going to believe you that he was a sodomizer. But in a case where we already have a shtar, we already have a pre-existing mitzius, and now they're coming to be mevatel the shtar and they're pasul on themselves, so we're not going to say Palgin and Dibura. Technically, simply, Palgin and Dibura works in a vacuum. It doesn't work against a pre-existing mitzvah. Here, that's nothing new. Okay? Namely, up to this point, we simply agree there's a din of Palgin and Dibura, but we have over here a technicality that won't allow us to use it. Just like according to Tosus, we have a technicality. You can only use it for two people, not one. Just like according to the Ritva and the Rabbi, you can only use it for two stories, not one. Just like according to the Ramban, you can only use it to delete and not to change. So you can't use it also against the pre-existing reality, against the shtar. But then, the Rinagash says, Iname, or I have really a very, very different approach. And let me just give you a little hakdama to the Iname. When we speak about...
Black and white.
What? Yeah, okay, try. I go with that. Okay. When we speak about Palgina Dibura, to this point, we were speaking about taking half and excising half, right? That we were speaking about cutting the edus in two. We'll believe you, Ploni Rava. We won't believe you that I was a near Baba Ritzoni. Right? In other words, that we'll take, we believe you that Ploni Hilva, Maus Barigas, we won't believe you that you were the Baruch. We'll believe you that so-and-so died, we won't believe you that you killed him. Right? However, there's also a concept called Kaldinan Ne'emanus. Kaldinan Ne'emanus means we're going to believe the entire story. But this whole story can have two results. We're going to believe the entire story in terms of result A and not in terms of result B. We're not going to cut the story in half. We're going to take the story as a whole, but only apply it, like an application, like an app store. We're only going to apply it to one result and not apply it to the other result. Let me give you an example. Eid Echad Omer Meis Ba'al. Okay? We have one aide that comes and says that this woman's husband, I was with him in Hawaii, he had a heart attack surfing, and he never came out of the water, etc. A lot. He came out, otherwise he'd have a problem. Igor, by my shame. So he came out, but he was dragged out. Okay? He's dead. He's buried in Hawaii. So we say that we believe him, the Hatira, the Hina say, even though he's only one witness. We have the Zeras Akasov that we believe him to allow her to remarry, but she can't. She's not allowed to inherit his property until we have two Aiden that he's dead. In other words, even though we generally need two Aiden, both in the world of Arayos and Dovash of the Erva for getting married, and in the world of Mamanos, Mishnayim Eidim Yalkam Dovar, we have a kula in the world of marriage. She shouldn't be an aguna, she can remarry. But in terms of the money, let her wait for two Eidim to come. Okay? So we're believing the entire story, but we're believing it only in terms of application one, not application two. That's what we call Palginan Ne'emanut, not Palginan Dibura. We don't break that which he's saying in two, we only take it to a certain degree. Or, we know that we have a din in the Torah called Yakir, that a Yud Kaf Yud Resh, that a father is believed to say, this is my son. Right? A father comes to court with someone, he's believed to say, this is my son. He's also believed to tell us facts about his son, namely, the age of his son. He knows, he's the father, he knows the age of his son. So he's believed to say, Zeh b'ni gadolhu. This is my son. He is already bar mitzvah. G'maynach gamina, for the darim, for hekdeshos. However, not in terms of onshin, not in terms of malchus. Namely, that we believe him to degree A, not to degree B. That's the concept of plugin on Nehemonis. Comes along the Rif and says, we have over here...
The Rif or
the Rimigash? The Rif's comment. Maybe the Rif also said it. I go, no, okay, true. But the Rime Gash does say it, that the sugyos that we're talking about are really not dealing with Palgina Dibura, even though that's the language. What they mean is Palgina Ne'emanis. Namely, we believe the entire story that Ploni Ravani Leritzoni in terms of him, the whole story, but not in terms of me. We believe the entire story that Haraktiv, in terms of him, that he's dead, but not in terms of me, that I killed him. We believe the entire story, Ploni Hilva Li Kesed Beribis, in terms of him, but not in terms of me. And that's where, over here, in this world of Palginan Ne'emanus, right, in this world of Palginan Ne'emanus, we can't apply it to the world of Kiyum Shtaros. In other words, we're moving over from the world of Kol HaTorah Kula to the world of Shtaros. Why? So here we have a Svara. Inami, Yesh Lo Hashiv. De Le'inyan Ish Ploni Reva'o Liritzono. Hainu Taimu De Maminan Le'ihu Va'acher Va'harog Es Haroveya. In other words, that we're going to believe him to kill the Roveya. Av al gav de eno ne'eman al atzmo. Again, this is the Pagina ne'emanut. We're not cutting that what she is saying. We're saying we're believing the entire story, l'gabe, in terms of so-and-so, but not in terms of this individual. Mishum de efshar shiyehe ha-roveya chayav al shiyehe hu Russia. Namely, that the in terms of the of his testimony, whether he was for whether the victim was a willing partner or whether he was forced, that doesn't change one iota in terms of the guilt of the Roveya. The Roveya is the same Roveya. He's the same Russia, whether the victim was a willing partner or whether the victim was forced against his will. And so, therefore, we're going to believe the victim in terms of the perpetrator. We're going to take the entire story, not cut out the word l'ritzoni, but keep that word in. But we're going to believe it in terms of the other party, because in terms of the other party, the perpetrator, it's irrelevant whether it's l'ritzoni l'on. Ve'eno ne'eman lomar l'ritzoni riva'ani l'harogis atzmo, sheharei yeshmanu lomar shema lo riva'o ela l'onso. However, in terms of himself, people have all sorts of psychological issues. It could be that he was forced, but then we know that psychologically the victim can sometimes feel that he himself is guilty for being the victim, like victims of abuse can blame themselves. And so we're not going to believe a person in terms of himself, because in terms of himself, he's going to have all sorts of psychological reasons not to tell the truth. And so the Torah doesn't believe a person about himself. But it's not a reason we shouldn't believe about the other individual. So in other words, within the world of Ploni, Ravani, Loritzoni, we take the whole statement and apply it to the Roveya, and don't apply it to the Nirva. That's Pagina Ne'eman. It's not Pagina Nibiru. This is not Tosfos. This is not the Ra'ah. This is not the Ritva. This is not the Ramban. They all spoke about Pagina Ne'eman. Cut and paste. We're not dealing over here with cutting and pasting. Here we're dealing with taking the entire story, applying it to party A, and not applying this to party B. But if we would want to use Pagina Ne'eman in the world of Kiyum Shtaros, Avolinya Anusim Hainu Machmas Mamon, we hit against a brick wall. Im na'amin osam. If we'll say, okay, we'll believe you to knock off the shtar. Im na'amin osam. You have caused a shtar. Behef say mamon al shimon. Memela have lahu rishayim ve'enus atzman. There's no way of believing them in terms of the shtar, and somehow saying that they're not rishayim. They're only going to knock off the shtar if they're rishayim. Because if they're not Rishayim, the shtar is going to stand. The shtar already exists. Im lo namino sam bekatzov, so what that's not, v'meila haver l'shtar kosher, v'yu heng sherit. V'vikach keva sh'enam ne'emanim, l'sum atzma Rishayim, v'meila nishar hashtar kosher, v'hamamon shebakayim, v'zeh hatama achron hukayim. Namely, that which the Megash pointed out, that here we have a shtar that pre-exists, we're not dealing over here with a technical reason why not to say cut and paste. Why not to say Pagina Dibura? We're dealing over here with a Mamana that we can't say Pagina Ne'emanus. That the only way of knocking off the shtar is to say, I lied when I signed my name. I was a Russia. That's the only way of knocking off the shtar. And the shtar itself is based, since we don't believe the person to say that he's a Russia, then the shtar itself is not neutral. The shtar itself is made that they were shared. The shtar simply stands on its own. The only way they could knock off the shtar was if they said that we were not Rishon, but that they never said. They said that they were Rishon, so it basically falls off. This is the context of the Rimegash, namely that we can say the words Pagina Dibura do not mean Pagina Dibura, or if you want to, it doesn't mean cut, it means relate to. It means that we are accepting the entire story in terms of A, not in terms of B. What does this lead to? It simply opens up a whole new window. And this is where I sent you to the Rambam, actually to Mishnah LaMelech, on the Rambam in Hilchos Sota. We know that in the world of Sota, we have stages. The first stage is that we have a husband and a wife, and the wife is a bit of a flirt. Maybe she doesn't mean anything bad, but she likes to live her life on a certain line. And the husband doesn't want his wife to be a flirt, and so he sees that she is constantly speaking to an individual, to a male, and so he's mekane her. He says, "I do not want you to be alone with this individual. That's why I don't want you to be alone with this individual." And then we have a situation where, in front of two edim, she is alone with that individual. Then we have the parsha of Sota. We don't know what went on, and she claims that she is still tahora. But she already crossed the red line. The husband had warned her not to be alone with a certain individual, and she went. And we have two edim. So here we have the parsha. She has to drink the mei Sota to prove her innocence. In this situation, if we have one aid, even a puzzle aid, that she was Mizana in that situation, that situation of Yichud led to Znut, then she doesn't drink the Mei Sota, she's Lehefech. She's Osir to her husband, he divorces her, there's no Ksuva, etc., etc.
You're saying, like, let's say two relatives of her saw?
Even relatives. Even one. After the Kinei Vestir, look, let's read it in the Rambam. Ha'isha Shekinei Lavav, right? That she was warned not to be mityachin with a certain, we'll call him John. Not to be mityachin with John. But John means not a John, but John. John the first, okay. V'nistera, achar hakinoi imo. And then she went against the warning, and she was mityachinet with John the first. Baharehi omeret lishtot, and now she's in the parasha of Sota. She claims nothing happened in that yichud, and the husband said, "How do I know nothing happened?" And so she has to drink the meisota. Uba eid echad, one individual, behir odash shenivala b'fanav imzeh shekinei la imo, that he is made that she was mizana, and we already have these reglayim ladavar, that she went against the warning, etc. Hareza Asurel Bala La Olam Eno Shota Yota Bloksu. There's no purpose over here of bringing in the Meisota, that we already had a Raglayim Ladovar that probably something would happen, and now we have one aid. Vafilu, in terms to answer Alex's question, Afilu Isha, the Eve, the Shivka, the Pasul La Eidus Bavarimi Divri Sofra, Afilu Karo, Neeman La Eidus Sota, La Hayid Aleha Shizla Nitvitayasar Al Ba'ala La Olam. Why? Since when do we believe a karo of apostle? Hoil the kodam hakinoi vastira the edim sherim, that since we have two edim, that there was a warning and she ignored the warning and was misyachid with someone, hatoreha emino, in this situation, edachot betuma. On the level of the tuma of the znut, we believe one ed, harekuvak sherim edus tuma, even someone who generally we would not believe. On this, the Mishnah LaMelech quotes a Tshuva Sarashba. Re'isi mitshuva Sarashba siman taf kufnum deis, shenishal, v'ma shekosav afilu shamul me'of poreach shenitmes lo tishte. Anyone who's going to say, after the Kinei Vestira, that there was nui, that's already enough that she shouldn't be shota. Mi'im hoda hachoshu, im lo na'aminuhu, mishum de'ein oda meizim atzmo rosha. Oh, im nomar palginan diburi. What if the one aid is John the First? The chashur, this individual says, I was mizana with your wife. Do we say in this situation that we don't believe him, ein adam meisim atzmo rasha? Or do we say, even though we can't believe about himself, it's enough to believe about her? Namely, a third party we would believe. The question is whether we can believe someone who is implicating himself in this crime with the world of Palgina Dibura. The Heshiv Mistama Amrinan Bay Palgina Dibura. Right? Let's take all that we have over here, you know, according to Tosos, we have two people. According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, we have two stories. According to the Ramban, we make a cut you know, we're deleting him, taking him out of the picture, but it's enough that she remains in the picture. That on the level of Plagin and Dibura, we say Plagin and Dibura in this situation, Ve'ein anu donin oso ki'ilu heyir hu atzmo bo aleha. In other words, we take him out of the picture, Plagin and Dibura, ki'ilu heyir shezinsa. He's like a third party coming about her. He's no worse than all of these psulim. Okay, so even if he's possible. But we can say, Plagin and Dibura, believe on her. Adkan the tshuva of the Rashba. The Iko the Yune Tuva the tshuva zu points out the Mishnah Lamelech. The Choshut Zesh Ehevid, Hu Ha'isha Kineila O Acher. Who is this Choshut that the Rashba is talking about? L'chore, he's talking about John the First, not a third party. The Hine Pashtan Shaladwar Mochiach the Choshut Zeh, Hu Oso Shekine Osa Mimena, O Mishamachi Karele Choshut. We're not talking over here about some other person that the husband suspected. We're talking about some John, some other individual. We're talking about Lachora, the person who is the subject of the kinui. Lofisha Kadab, that's the whole nature of the story. He became, if that's the case, Yeshlit Moa, Maya Hanilan, the Maya Palginan Dibura. Kevan the Palginan Dibura, Varminanshe, Hugo Tima, Ela Akher Tima, namely, that what we have over here is that this person simply broke the raglayim ladover. The whole uniqueness of our situation is after Kinyan Mestira, where we know that we have over here John the First and this woman who went against the rules. The moment that we have Adim, that John the First was actually Mizana with her, we'll believe him. But via Palgin and Dibura, we take John the First out of the picture. We cut him out. That's Palgin and Dibura. We say we believe him in terms of her, not in terms of himself. So then, the moment we cut him out, so this is no longer the unique situation of Kinyan Mestira. Now we have an eighth puzzle who is made on her, that she was Mizana im X. But X is not enough to bring in an eight puzzle. For X, we need two agents. The only heter of an eight puzzle is when we're dealing with John the First. But here, via Pagin and Dibura, we take John the First out of the picture, according to Tosfos, the Ra'a, the Ritzvah, the Ramban. John the First is not in the picture. So how can we, in Kena, my Eno Shota, Haladiri Hakol, the Ina, the eight Shotuma, Yoach, and Dipnesim, Oso Shekine. This is the issue of the Mishnah Lamelech, and he leaves the Rashba Vitzar Yim. He doesn't understand the Rashba. He wants to say, maybe we're talking about a different person. Doesn't make sense, etc., etc. On this, we have a Reb Chaim Mipi Hashmu. Okay? But I couldn't find the Reb Chaim Mipi Hashmu in the Bar Ilan. But Reb Chaim had a Talmud named Reb Chanan Wasserman. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman quotes Reb Chaim. So, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a sefer called Numbers of Svarim. The one that we're most aware of is the Kovetz Shiurim, which is beautiful, wonderful. If you want, like, bedtime reading, you want to get it, become a brisker machalik. So, read every night another section of the Kovetz Shiurim. It's very, very pleasant. And he also has a sefer called Kovetz Ha'aros on Yevamos. And the Sefer Kovetz Ha'aros on Yevamos has two parts. First, he gathered together all the tshuvas of the Rashba that deal with the world of Yevamos, took them from all different places and put them together. And then he wrote Ha'aros on the Seches Yevamos. So in the Seches Yevamos, as you recall, we had one of these cases of Pagina and Dibura. We had the case of Eid Echad comes and says, Harakti Baal Ha'isha Hazav. I killed him, right? And so we have that world of, we believe him that he's dead, but not that you killed him. There, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings in this Mishnah Lamelech and quotes his Rebbe. So that's on the next page, if you just turn the page. Right, Kovetz Ha'aros, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech Perek Aleph Tatatam, and he was Maksha the Babambam. The Tirets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 lines down, 3 words into the line. The Tirets. Vod Mori Varabi or Chaim Halevi Zatzalmi Bris, that I was in Shir, Reb Chaim Shir. Reb Chaim asked this question and he gave the following answer. The Ma Shechile Karashba, the Eze Loshan Bu Omer, in other words, I'm sorry, the I'm skipping. There's the question. Rashba had two questions. The Mishnah Lamelech had two questions on the Rashba. One of them was a question that we saw, and there's another question There's another question that he asked at the end of the section that I forgot to print, and that is that some of you already came to me that you saw a shita, name of the Meiri, that whether we say Palgina Dibura depends. Oh no, not one of you didn't come to me. Someone from the Apfel sure came to me. Okay, when he had taught the shita of Meiri, I was holding it off. Whether we say Palgina Dibura depends as to the syntax of the aid. If the aid were to say Ploni Ravani Luritzoni, then we say Pagina Dibura. But if he says Nirbati Luritzoni Ayade Ploni, then we don't say Pagina Dibura. And we'll say Pagina Dibura on an Iker. We won't say Pagina Dibura on a Tofel. We'll come to this a little later. That's the Shita of the Meiri. That all depends upon his syntax, what he is stressing in his Eidus. We can knock off the minor phrase and keep the major phrase. And since when you're dealing with two people, how do we know what's major and what's minor? It's like by Shlomo HaMelech. How did Shlomo HaMelech know which of the women was correct? It was, if you look in the Malbim, the syntax, right? In other words, whether they said B'ni Achai u'B'na HaMeit, or they said B'na HaMeit u'B'ni Achai. What are they stressing? And be via what they're stressing, you understand whether they're telling the truth about the live one or about the, you know, like what over here is behind their thought. In other words, the brilliance of Shlomo was he was able to figure it out, you know, at the age of 12, what they were intending. In other words, but it wasn't like a nevuah. It was built into the way they were speaking. It's like Sherlock Holmes would do or Perry Mason or something. In other words, Perry Mason. The rabbis called him Perry Mason. Okay, Perry Mason was a detective. There was a whole series of novels about Perry Mason. So once we were learning the sugya that dealt with A that wanted to blackmail B. So the rabbi quoted Perry Mason that there are three ways of dealing with a blackmailer. Either you pay the blackmail, or you go to the police, or another rabbi smiled, you kill the blackmailer. Okay, no, that was Perry Mason. But you can tell from the way someone says something what they mean. So there's this sheet. You only say Pagina Dibura on the minor, not on the major. So the Mishnah Lamelach was bothered. The Rashba holds of that sheet. The Rashba has a tshuva. He says, how do you say it? Or how don't you say it? As an aside, the boy from Rabbi Appelchir came in and asked whether the court is allowed to coach the aide as to what he should say first and what he should say second. So I said, no, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, Al Kdidika Arte Hadayanim, that the court is not allowed to be a lawyer. The court has to simply receive. So he said that maybe the person didn't necessarily mean it. Maybe if he were to know that if we'd say it a little differently, then the court would accept his testimony about the Roveh and not throw it all out of court because he's a Kar of Eitzel Atzma. So I said that the court could say to him in advance, just know that you should think very well about the syntax that you're going to use. What do you really want to say? But they shouldn't coach him what he should say. They should just tell him, before you say, realize that Kevan Shehigin Shubay Nachozer Magi. You can't come back to court an hour later and say what I meant to say. You have to say what you want to say. Once you know that, sit down, write down your thoughts, come to us, read to us what you want, like Retorsky in his latest article on Women's Right, he said, normally I speak without notes, but now I just want to be certain that everything that I'm saying is understood, so I'm going to read that which I wrote, which is very unusual for Rabbi Tversky. I mean, normally he says exactly what he wants without reading it, but this time he actually read it, you know, it's word for word from what he had written. How do I get into all these asides? Okay, but let's go back again. So the Mishnah Lach asks on the Rashba, since the Rashba distinguishes between how it is said, why in this Tshuva didn't the Rashba say, if you say, she was Mezana with me, or I was Mezana with her? Why isn't that found over here in the Rashba? So, getting back to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim wanted to explain, Ma shechivei karashba. Ve'eza loshen hu omer, ma'ri belo kinoi tzarech shnei idim sherim, ve'leko lememer palgina ne'emanut. And when we're dealing with the world of palgina di'ura, then we make a distinction how you say things. But over here, ha'ino linyan ha'isha naminehu b'chol devarav shezin tzarimo. In Ken, the devarav, rachahu v'rasha pasol le'edus. When we're in the world of Palgin and Dibura, then your syntax matters. But here, what the Rashba means, Iri HaRashba says Reb Chaim, La'achar kinui v'stira, de'ed echad v'chol hapsulim ne'emanim, imkein lo ichpas van mashu rasha, imkein ain't tzorech l'taymat ha'pogin and Dibura, sagi v'had de Palgin and ne'emanus. Namely, that it's not that we're taking the story and cutting it in half. When we cut the story in half, then this individual is no longer in the picture, and then we don't have the world of Kini Bastira. We're taking the entire story. I was Mizana with Plumit and applying it to her and not to him. It came in Vitsagi Bahamat Binanamas. Inyan Isar Haisha Maminim Lo Bechol Devar. We believe him. That she was mezana with me, I was mezana with him, zinsa imo. Because who cares? In other words, that in this situation, even a Russia is believed. So in a chinami, we're not going to believe him in terms of himself. We're going to believe the whole story in terms of her, and not believe the story of her in terms of herself. That here we can apply the world of taking the entire story. Because in a chinami, he's a Russia. But who cares? In this situation, a Russia is kosher le'edus. So this world of palgina ne'emanos is the Rimigash says it in a case where maybe we don't need it because he could have gotten along with all the distinctions of palgina dibura. But it has applications to other areas as well where palgina dibura would not help us because we need a certain partner in terms of the crime. But Palgina Ne'emanus, we take the entire story together, that will help us, because then we have the partner being brought in, but without the issue without the problem that the whole Amos is going to fall off because of the world of Palgina Ne'emanus. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the Rimigash, and to a certain degree, that will conclude our overview of the theories. But what we do have after we've seen, after going through the Rabba and the Ritva and the Rimigash and the Ramban, so sometimes you feel that when I learn Tosfos, I'm shortchanging myself. I only see like one view of the world. But really, if we were just to learn Tosfos properly, we would see everything. Okay? Because let's go back to our Tosfos. Our Tosfos began with a certain worldview of Palgina Dibura. That Palgina Dibura is by one person and not by two people. Fine. But then, if we look in Tosfos, four lines from the bottom, five words from the end of the line, V'od yesh lamar, the hasam biksuvos kevon dekiyum shtaros derabanan, the Eidim Achasun al Ashtar, Nasa Kimisha Nechkara, Idusan Dudezdin, that's why Lo Palgin and Dibura Lomar Shanusim Hayim Machmas Nefashah. Namely, that Tosas over here brings in which Shita distinguished between situations where we have a pre existing Shtar and Palgin and Dibura can't go head to head against the pre existing. This is Rimigash. Namely, Tosas himself brings in the Rimegash. He doesn't call the name of the Rimegash, but he starts off the same way that we have this world of Shtar. A. B, if you look at the page that I gave you, right underneath the Kovetz Ha'aras, so we also have a parallel Tosus in Ksuvus on the Yudkes Siman Beis, who asked the same question, why do we not apply Palgina Dibura to the world of Kiyum Shtaras? Inami shiny hacha, the machmas mamon or machmas nefashos have a perusha de anusim hayinu. Hilkach lo palgina dibura. Avolir etzono uva alishto have a dibur bifnei atzmo. Which parish is this? This is the Ra'ah and the Ritva. So the Ra'ah and the Ritva are also being brought in over here. Namely that when you have one story, you can't say Hagina Dibura. Iname, or the Tosa says over there, Hacha Ikar Eidu Sumama Sha'omri Manusim Hayinu, Sheba Olama Shalom Ra'u Ha Milve, you came miyad osin atzman rishaim. Keva shechatmu, im lo yasu perish ledivrehem. Hilkach lo shayachacha pagina dibura. He the haraktiv, ikara edu sulomar sheneherab, lasi et ishto. Vachem plodi reba'o, o ba'o ishto, ikara edu saharot plodi. Hilkach pagina dibura. O gabe lo hasim atzman rasha, o gabe ishto lo yehenema. This teretz over here that we say pagina dibura on the tafel and not on the ikar. This is what we just saw a few minutes ago. This is the Rashba, the Meir, namely that it depends on that we only say pagina dibura to remove a side cause, not to remove the essence of what he's saying. And over here, in terms of the essence of undermining the shtar, on that they're not going to be believed. Within a world where the essence was to be Marshia, another individual, then it would be believed. So 99% of the Shitas are brought within Tosfos. Okay, but sometimes it helps to see the Shita not as an Inami in Tosfos, but rather to see it within the Rishonim who said it themselves. But, you know, we should just know that a folk, when they speak about learning Gefet, Gemara, Perush, Tosfos, Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, you know, there's a tremendous amount to be gained if we were to learn Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. Without even looking at other Rishonim, we'll come across 99% of that which the other Rishonim said in a more explicit manner. Okay, so that then is this line of Rava and Rav Yosef in terms of Pagina Dibura. Now we move over to, on one hand, what appears to be a sort of a sniff of Pagina Dibura, but there's a lot to be said on these next two lines as well. So let's. You learned already? You saw Nancy Mara? Am I Rafa?
I'm a therapist.
You saw Nancy Mara?
Mara and Rashi.
Mara and Rashi. Okay, that's good enough. Okay, so we'll start with Mara and Rashi. Mara and Rashi over here is fantastic. Okay. Rava Amar. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Amar Rava. Two words from the end of the line on Testament days. Amar Rava. Ploni ba al ishti. Okay, now we're coming closer to home. He is made on a third party. And on his wife. Hu v'acher, if another aid will come along, mitztarfim lohargo, we can kill Ploni for lo tinaf, avogo lohargo, but not her. Mai kamash malan, the mefalginam dibura, hainuha. What's Rava teaching us? Rava already told us by the Ploni Ravani l'ritzoni that we have a concept of falginam dibura. Mahu the tema adam karov etzo atzmo amrinan. The fact we don't believe a person about himself in other mesim atzmo rasha on that level, we would say pagina dibura. Avol etzo ishto lo amrinan, but by his wife, we would not necessarily say that same statement. Kamashmalo. So that's what Rava is coming to teach us, that the same lack of nemanus you have on yourself, you have on your wife, and therefore plugin and dibura. That's what Rava is coming to teach us. So let's look in Rashi. Rashi says, "Rava, top of Dafyuna Medaklef, Tloni bo al ishti, he's neeman lohargo, avol lohargo, lefi shekarofu etzla. He's not believed in terms of her. There." He's possible to Avis. V'af al gavde mahaminan lei v'hai sadusa legabe chavrei. Even though we believe him in terms of the ploni, to kill ploni, when another aid comes along, lo mahaminan lei legabe ishta, hainu pagina dibura. Do'acha diburo, legabe hai meheman, lo meheman legabe hai. Right? The language of Rashi certainly is much more like the Rimegash, right? That we're taking the we're taking this whole D-word and applying it to Ploni and not to his wife. But Ech Shelo Yiyeh, he's saying that the world of Pagin and Dibura applies to this situation. We're not going to believe him in terms of his wife, or we're going to believe him in terms of the perpetrator, in terms of the clone.
It sounds more like Ramban's priest using the Lashon Pagim Dibur in this world.
Actually, that we pointed out that the Rashba always also uses the language Pagim Dibura, and Reb Chaim says he means Pagina Ne'emonos. Right? In other words, so that's not the end of the world. The way the Rimegash understood the sugyos of Ploni Ravani Liritzoni was also as Pagina Ne'emonos, even though the Gemara used the phrase Pagina Dibur. The phrases can be interchanged. The question is, what over here is the Havamina of the Gemara? What's the Havamina to distinguish between a person being made on himself and a person being made on his wife? Well, why would we have a Havamina that we would believe this individual regarding his wife? He's possibly Eidus on his wife. So look at Rashi. The Havamina was Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan, right? Ma'u de Tema Karkar Eitzel Atzma Amrinan, Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan, Adam Lo Amrinan, Adam Karo, Vlinyan Pagina Dibura, Hoil Umehem Na'ahu Dibura, Lemiktele Lachavre, Liktuluha Nami Ledida Kamash Malan. What does Rashi say is the Havamina? Clearly, a person, the same way he's not Naaman on himself, he's also not Naaman on his wife. But what would we think? What would be our Havamina?
This is the same deep word that we're killing. The other guys will have to kill her too.
That the moment that he's believed on this deep word in terms of Ploni, maybe we can't distinguish, and the moment he's Naaman on his Dibur in terms of Ploni, he's also Naaman on his wife. Kamash Malan, that just as we say Palginan Dibur in terms of himself, we say Palginan Dibur in terms of his wife. In other words, that we would have thought that somehow because we give this statement truthfulness in terms of another party, the statement is also going to have a degree of truthfulness in terms of his wife. That was the Havamina. Kamash Malan that not. Look in Tosfos. I'm just saying Tosfos, if you learned Rashi, Tosfos is no different than Rashi. Tosfos says, Eitzel Ishto Lo Amrinan, a three-line Tosfos, Af Agav Demas Nisi, Zeborer, Deba'al Ke'ishto, Linyan Eidus. Again, why distinguish between a husband and his wife? We have a Mishnah in the third parak that the same way that a person is possible to be made on himself, he's possible to be made on all of his relatives. And his wife is considered to be his relative. And the wife of his relatives are his relatives. And if he can't be made on his brother, he can't be made on his sister-in-law. He can't be made on his sister, he can't be made on his brother-in-law. That we view a wife as Ishto Kegufo. We view a wife as a continuity of the same individual. So why distinguish? So even though we have such a Mishnah, Salka daita chacha machmas migo de mehem non lahargo mehem and laharga kamash malam. Again, this migo, this oil, since he's believed in terms of so and so, we would think he's also believed in terms of his wife. This is a very, 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 very difficult havamin. Right? That this goes against our preconceptions of how Eidus works. Fill in the sentence. Eidus Shabbat La Mitzasa. Right. Normally we would say that if I'm not believed on half, I'm not believed on all. Now we're saying if I am believed on half, I should be believed on everything. Like you know, shouldn't we say that the moment that there is an issue, that knocks off everything? Not the moment that we have a crack that opens everything. And it's simply going in the wrong direction. We have a situation where this person says Eidus about two parties, a stranger and his wife. On the stranger alone, he would be believed. On his wife alone, he wouldn't be believed. Now we combine these two. So the question is, which knocks off which? So our classic understanding is that the fact that he's not Naaman on his wife should knock off the Eidus on the other. Not that his Nemonis on the Chaver should make it Nemon on his wife. What kind of a Havamina is it to expand Nemonis when our understandings generally is that we knock off Nemonis? That which we just said now in one line, in one sentence, the Yad Ramah takes 15 lines to say. So let's just read the Yad Ramah since we have a few minutes. Might as well read. The Yad Ramah was very upset at Rashi for Christmas. Very, very upset that he felt that this could not possibly be shot in the Gemara. And he says that in the Yad Ramah's own formulation, in his own syntax, he just says that saying in more words than some of us would have said it, but maybe there's some of us who would have said it even more long-winded than the Yad Ramah. Okay, in other words, everything is relative. And then the Yad Ramah is going to give two answers. Since you didn't see his answers yet, we're not going to see them together. Now we'll see them on Wednesday. But I'm just setting you up. What I did over here, since I think we're never going to get to the Yad Ramah's second answer, I didn't bother to print it. Also, didn't put it on the page. But the first answer I printed. Okay, so you don't have to necessarily run to your Kovetz for the first answer. You have it over here. But the second answer, you should run to the Kovetz for. Is that it? Okay, so let's see the question. Amar Rav, Ploni bo al ishto l'ritzona. My wife was not raped. She was seduced by so-and-so. Hu va'acher, this husband and a third party, mitzarfin lohargo. They can knock off Ploni. V'daikina b'gemara lohargo, avalo lohargo. Ma'ikol mashma, pagina dibura. Rav already said that. Pirish Rabbeinu Shvam Hozal. Da'af agav de meheminan le l'gabe v'haysa adus l'gabe chavrei. Lo ma'aminan le l'gabe ishto. That the havamina was that since we believe in terms of his friend, we believe in terms of his wife. Kamashman we don't. V'hainu piluga, and that's the pagina dibura. To achad diburu, because he said it in one story. V'gabe hai meheman, and on terms of the ploni, he's neman. V'lo meheman legabe hai, and he's not neman on his wife. Hainu hach. In other words, so the question is, what is the chiddush? Mahu the tema adam karov etzel atzmo amrinan etzel ishtago amrinan adam karov linyan should be palginan dibura v'hoel u'meheman b'hai dibura v'miktei l'chav re'lutei name v'dida. We would have a havamina that since he's believed to kill his friend, or not his friend over here, but his the other party, he'd be believed to kill his wife. Kamash malan that we say palginan dibura. We don't pull her into the nemonis. Mashma, the habesfira leizel. It appears from Rashi, the chia hani on the pagina dibura, lav lechiyuve de boel, el lemiftere leisha ahani lon. Namely, it appears from the Rashi, we have over here two parts of the epos. Ploni na'af, ishti na'afa. Right? Ploni had an a relationship of infidelity, okay? And my wife had a relationship of infidelity. Now, on Ploni, over here, Bechora, we have Ne'emanus. On his wife, Bechora, we have over here, Eino Ne'eman. So we say, Palginan Dibura. We say Palgin and Dibura, we're going to believe the first half and not believe the second half. Without Palgin and Dibura, what would we have said? No, according to Rashi. Without Palgin and Dibura, we would have said, because he believed on A, we believe him also on B. Kamashma Palgin and Dibura, that even though we believe on A, we don't believe on B. In other words, that Palgin and Dibura is to teach us that we don't believe on B. That's not Palgina Dibura. Palgina Dibura is even though we don't believe on B, we believe on A. That's the question of the Yad Ramah and Rashi. Mashma from Rashi, Tiki Ahinan Palgina Dibura, Lava Chiyuve Loboel, Elo the Mifter of the Isha Hanilan, La Memra Di Abisiru and Dolo Palgina Dibura, Habe Meheman La Mikta Lava Isisa. That without Palgina Dibura, we wouldn't believe on both. And because of Palgina Dibura, we don't believe on her. That's not Palgina Dibura. We see from the sugi in Baba Basar Kufam and Daud Amud Beis that Palgin and Dibura walks in the other direction. It says that even though we don't believe her on believe him on her, we believe on him. It just doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. The whole purpose of Rav is teach us we don't kill her. So why is this a chiddush dafka by his wife, but another karov we would kill? Why is the wife over here somehow singled out? This is a rule that wherever we have a pasul le'edus, we add in also all the wives. What's he teaching us? Does Rav really mean to say that if I give edus on my neighbor and my brother, I would have a halamina that since I'm going to kill my neighbor, I'm going to kill my brother? It doesn't make sense. It's just all upside down. Okay, this is where. Where the Adra, in other words, it starts from the Ika. Starts from the Ika de Matula. In other words, that from there, the Yadrama sort of raises a trial balloon, shoots it down, and then raises another trial balloon, and that one he keeps up in the air, okay, as a Havamina. So see what, and again, this is the first Havamina and second Havamina. With this, just to make life a little bit easier for you, to pass out these sheets. Okay. To help us with Rashi and Tosfos. To help us with Rashi and Tosfos against the question of the Yad Ramah. The questions of the Yad Ramah. I'm giving you over here two sources. The Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Yud Gimel Aleph, and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, view the Rambam Yud Gimel Aleph as the foil, namely that this Bechara is the default position. When you look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, you're going to see a very unusual formulation. And perhaps according to the formulation of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, we can understand Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, that's just where I'm sending you to. And then, in terms of the Hava Amina of the Yad Ramah, how the Yad Ramah understands the Hava Amina, just to sharpen what the Yad Ramah is saying, we look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. You see, the Rambam distinguishes between two types of wives. We have an Arusa, and we have a Nisuha. Okay? So, in terms of the distinction between the two wives, the two types of wives, that I think will help you very, very much to understand what the Yad Ramah is talking about. But to understand these two Rambams, I'm sorry, okay, I'll write you another page of my Makomos, but you'll see that if you look on the Gemara on Daf Kaf Chesem Adiz, together with me to show you where. Look, the next to the last thin line on the page, Kafkasim Adiz, where it starts, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Kana. You have it? Next to the last thin line, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Kana, Meid Adam Le'ishta Arusa. The question is, when a woman is already in the Sua, when she is fully married and living with her husband, then certainly we have a Psula Eidus. What about when a woman is an arusa? She is married legally, juridically, right? She's an eishes ish, but she's not yet allowed to live with her husband, right? That first stage of erusin is, do we have a psul of kurva at that point? So the Gemara goes through back and forth, and it comes to a conclusion, okay? That Gemara you'll see, and then move over to the Rambam and Hilchos Eidus, and that will...
So where in that Gemara should we see?
Until the two does. until the two dots. It's about seven lines down in the wide lines. Okay? So I'll give you, you know, I'll write out the Maram Kamos, you know, to help you follow just going toward terms of order. That will help us with the Yad Ramah in terms of what I printed for you. Then you'll see there's another answer of Yad Ramah, very fascinating answer. And from that, we're going to segue, new words, use it a lot. From that, we're going to segue into the Ravid. The Ravid also was bothered by this issue of the Havamina of the Gemara, but the Ravid is not over here in Sanhedrin, it's in Makos, in the Rush in Makos. The Rush in Makos quotes a Ravid. Everyone who learns Makos knows this Ravid. When you read it, probably you learn Makos at one time during your learning career, you say, I know that Ravid. In terms of the difference of the top concept of karov by a wife and a concept of karov by a child, a father, a brother, etc., etc. It's a different, may have maybe a different world of karov. So we'll move into the Ravid from the Yad Ramah. Okay? Wonderful. Okay. The Rabbi Benarsh and I had this discussion as to what do we do when we get to the top of the Yud Amid Beis. Do we continue in the first parak, or do we move to the third parak? Continuing in the first parak means that we'll be dealing with sugyos of Gibor Hashana, we'll be dealing with the calendar, we'll be some Agadata, and then we'll move to other topics. Moving to the third parak, we'd be moving from the world of Bezdin to the world of Eidos. We have Hilchos Hayanim and Koshin Ishbah, then moves over to Hilchos Eidos. And basically moving to a different realm, but in territory that has been seen by, there's much more on in terms of the Rishonim. So the two of us, Ben Tanim, are thinking of continuing in the first parak, because it's sort of continuing the first parak, to try and see the Mishnah, the first Mishnah from all of its all of the aspects of the first Mishnah. It may not be as much alumnus, but it's certainly very, very fascinating. Okay, so that's good if you want to rebel and quickly move to the third paragraph.
What does the third paragraph cover?
The third paragraph is Hilchos Eidos. Deals with Psule Eidos to Arise, Psule Eidos to Rabbanan. It's Musafi Pekuvia, Malva Beribis, and deals with Rishayim, with Rishayim. Very, very wide spectrum of Rishayim.
Doesn't seem like that connects more with what we're doing right now.
Excuse me?
Doesn't seem like it's connected with more with what we're doing right now.
Well, there is a concept. You know, if you wanted to have a sense more of Choshe Mishpat, so after doing Hilchos Dayan, that we covered pretty thoroughly, then we move over to Hilchos Eidos. That's going to be the next stage. Or we can just cover the world. The other sugyas deal with everything else that was in the first Mishnah. Ibushana, Edela Rufa, there's a lot of things that Sanhedrin dealt with. And so we can stick really to the world of Sanhedrin, even though it's not going to be necessarily part of Kosher Mishnah. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. Can you give me a shame on
what's her name? What? Stop. Stop what? Not that I know, dude. Try. Wait, it's gonna ring off me.
I done that.